recap a meeting yesterday, I'm sure, devoted a lot. Probably a little recap of Heritage Days, but then everything to the holidays, right?
Yes, we actually went over Heritage Days, talked about next year and the plan. Heritage Days for next year is September 19th, 2026. So be watching for all sorts of updates about Heritage Days. And then we just went over like all the positive comments we heard, the new setup for the food, and we'll continue to do that next year. And I think we're going to add a car show in on H Street. Just a lot of going on, and then a few tweaks to the Oktoberfest. Each year we keep learning and growing, and it gets better and better. And so we're looking forward to celebrating again next year. And it'll be the Chamber's 95th anniversary, so we'll have a big celebration. Then we kind of moved on to, we received a big gift in the mail last week from Alan and Linda Strunk. And so they had sent a donation over to the Chamber. And so we just had some discussion on some ideas, adding some more to Santa Claus Lane, to Christmas, and which kind of moves me into my next Noel on Norris. The light parade will be on the 6th of December. And I know there's a lot of craft shows going on, Garden Time, Common Sense. They have craft shows happening at the same time. And then we'll have the carriage rides going around the park. So registration, and we'll be opening up soon for that. And then we'll have visits with Santa. And then the 14th is the following Sunday, and this is something new we started last year. We have the free movie at the Fox Theater, and then we'll have some sort of activity. Last year it was a Polar Express with the train ride. This year Walmart has helped me out with a grant, and we're looking into possibly having like putt-putt course indoors, whether it's at the museum or the Keystone, and then also possibly laser tag. And so all of that would be free, the movie, the activities. And then I know that the Beautify McCook is doing a fundraiser for you can buy tickets and tour the downtown apartments. And that will be decorated for Christmas as well. And then I know the hospital is also talking about opening up the new Roots building, and they'll have tours, so that may be at the same time. It's just going to be busy, busy. The retailers will have their promotion the 17th through the 18th, and it is called 'Twas the Week Before Christmas. So there'll be more details coming out about that. We do have, for any of my chamber members, retail meeting is next Tuesday at 10 a.m. So we invite all of our members to attend if they would like to. And that will be the third floor training room at the Keystone. And then we also kind of just, we voted, well, they voted for third quarter honor business. And so we'll be announcing that soon. And we talked about membership levels. We have 46 new members this year. And so we're excited to welcome all of our new members. And if anyone is thinking about becoming a member and want to visit, I am more than welcome to sit down and visit with them. We had a ribbon cutting on Tuesday for Atlas Advertising. So Clayton and his group, Atlas, is in charge of all the billboards that you see outside of city limits. So they've been doing a wonderful job putting those up and maintaining them. And then yesterday was Fresh Foods. And so Carrie and Ben Dishman, they're the owners. They came down from Gearing. Every time I step foot in the store, I'm blown away. The produce selection, the organic produce that they're getting in, the flowers, the meat section. They have that Misty Steakhouse seasoned meat. You can just go pick it up. They have like fajita mixes already, freshly cut too. And I know one of my family staples growing up, we would drive up to Gearing and get the German garlic sausage that they make in-house. And they also have that recipe, and they make it in-house here in McCook. And so they had they had Max Creek out there and another vineyard, samplings of their dips, their meat and cheese trays, and then I saw Blue Flower was out there too with their baked goods and their garlic sausage. So if you were not there, you missed out. It was a lot of fun. We had a big crowd show up for the ribbon cutting. And then next week, we have two more ribbon cuttings. We have McCook Housing Agency. That'll be on Tuesday at 2. And then on Wednesday, we'll have Sky Diamond Auto Hair Repair. Mm-hmm. And that's right behind Paradise Spa, where Fast Eddie's is usually set up. And that will be at 2. And then on the 28th, we have one in Indianola. And that's the Indianola Historical Society. We're excited to have them aboard, too. I know this weekend, with the big What the Junk show, craft show happening, going on, the Speckled Hen will be open. The Rustic Market on 1st will be open. So check out the app, because there will be QR codes at the fairgrounds. You can scan and see what other locations around town will be open to do some shopping. Nolan and Yates is always one of my favorites, too. I know that they, I saw that Geometry Towels made a Nebraska towel, and so I just asked Laura, I said, hey, could you get some of those? And by golly, she got them quick, and she's selling out of them quick, too. So that's what I love about the small town. Same thing with Kelsey at New Life. If I have an idea, I can take it to her with her laser cutter, and she can create all sorts of items. She did a couple things for the new grandbaby, so I was excited about. But again, that's living in that small town. If there's something that you could get in the big city, give them a chance to order it. And same thing with the grocery store. I gave them a couple ideas, and they're running with it. And so it's awesome to see that. So just take a look. Get out in the stores, see what they have before you shop online and go out of town to shop. We have the farmer's market tonight. And so I'm excited about this. It keeps growing every week. Island Noodles is back for the last time this year. He is our chamber, one of our newer chamber members. So if you missed a chance last week, or if you want to fulfill that taste before he leaves for the season, tonight's the last night. So he'll be set up for lunch just like last week, and then he'll be set up tonight as well. So if you want lunch and supper, I know there is a lot of people like myself that did not cook last Thursday, so we had the teriyaki chicken and noodles. So again, he will be set up for lunch starting about 11:30, and then be there for tonight for the farmer's market. I know that the Creative District, their events were canceled outside, but the museum is still having indoor Halloween activities, and that's from 5 to 7, same time as our farmer's market, 5 to 7. We'll be, if you want to bring the kids down, we'll still have our costume contest. The chamber is going to do an award for that, and maybe a special award coming for that too. So we're excited. The weather, it looks like it could, it's like a 50-50% chance. Yeah. And so we all know that a lot of times it just goes right around McCook. Mm-hmm. And so we'll still plan on 5 o'clock, and like I said, lunch is there. Also, Fast Eddie's, he's going to be set up for lunch at the Paradise Spa location. And if he runs out, he won't be there for supper. But if he has plenty of pizza, he said that he's going to come out to Farmer's Market too. So, and there's always the other local restaurants. Mm-hmm. The Axe House was having a special for the third Thursday. So just come out and enjoy it. It's a lot of fun. I know there's a lot of baked treats. There's pumpkins that are going to be out there. So it's something new every week, it seems like. And it's a lot of fun to see all of these vendors come out. And we're going to try to continue to do this. I shouldn't say try. We will be continuing the farmer's market next year on Thursdays. And I get a lot of questions, when will the farmer's market stop? And I'm leaving it up to the vendors. If it's nice out and they want to set up, they can block off the parking lot and they will be there. So keep on coming out and seeing what's new. So Again, that's tonight from 5 to 7. If you want Island Noodles, he will be set up at lunchtime, and this will be it for him for the season. So We'll try to get him back for all of our activities next year. I know he said he'd be back for Heritage Day, so you may have to wait a whole year, but he'll be back. So
that's terrific. That's great. Yep. It's good that you talked about the holidays, and because it's mid part of October, November's here, and then holiday season for those businesses and what they want to do and their promotions and what they want to showcase for everybody during the holiday season. It's coming up sooner than later.
Yes, and we will have the gingerbread house competition again. I know that was something that started a few years ago, and it keeps getting bigger and bigger. It's a lot of fun to see the competition too. December 2nd, the EDC, City, and Chamber will have their holiday mixer. That'll be on the Tuesday evening at the Keystone, so watch for details about that. And that's always a nice seeing the Keystone all decked out for Christmas, and then also that piano on the second floor, just listening to that live music. Mm-hmm. There's just something about it. So we're excited. I may be helping the EDC decorate Christmas before Thanksgiving. So
sure enough.
I don't know how Charlie's going to feel about that, but I'm one, let's get a head start on it because you never know how busy you're going to get. So we still have the Oktoberfest decor up in the lobby, and it's always fun to walk into the Keystone and see that decor, and kind of fits the vibe of the building.
Good time of the year, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. It is. Yep. So come on out. See us tonight, 5 mm-hmm. to 7. The museum, again, will be open 5 to 7. And check out the vendors. If you want to have Island Noodles for lunch, Fast Eddie's too, you can. Don't plan on cooking today. Mm-hmm. So
again, Chamber meets every third Wednesday, I should say, of each and every month. So the next one will be coming up the 19th and the Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
Yes. Yep. So we're excited. It's hard to believe the end of the year is almost here. So
soon, very, very soon.
Yep. And we'll be passing, like I said, we'll be passing along information about the winner of the third honor business. It's kind of neat because as the chamber director, I get to hear all these fantastic things that our members are doing that the public may not know. Mm-hmm. And so when I hear like Tobias Dental and what they're doing for the community, and when their office is closed, they're allowing the dentist with the dental van to come in and use their facility, or CTE and the food that the money that they're giving back to the community too. And so it's just awesome to hear all of the different organizations, and they don't always want the recognition, but that's what makes it such a wonderful community to live in.